A tropical bird that doesn't often make it farther than North Texas is toughing out the winter in South Dakota. The great kiskadee normally calls Mexico home, but bird watchers confirmed one living in South Dakota this fall, and they've even photographed it in the snow. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray reports the bird is finding some creative solutions to survive a South Dakota winter.
Finding a great kiskadee in South Dakota is a little bit like having a penguin pop up on a beach in Jamaica.
Yeah, I mean, it would be something akin to that.
Casey Jensen is a professor of wildlife management at South Dakota State University.
This is by far and away the rarest bird we've picked up for South Dakota on our bird count in Brookings. And how it ended up in South Dakota is really anybody's guess.
Jensen says the great kiskadee is not migratory, but it could have blown north from Mexico if it got caught up in a strong weather front. He says the kiskadee normally eats insects.
And of course, insects here in the wintertime are non-existent. So the homeowners out there have been feeding it suet blocks that have mealworms embedded in it. And it's also been coming down and eating canned cat food, of all things.
While eating cat food, the kiskadee has to keep from becoming cat food. So Jensen says the homeowners have placed some canned cat food up near the bird feeder. The great kiskadee was first sighted this summer and confirmed by experts in November. It was documented again in the Brookings Christmas bird count this month. There are over a dozen similar bird counts happening in communities around the state when bird watchers try to log as many species as they can. The data from Christmas bird counts over the last century shows bird populations are responding to climate change. However, experts say it's not likely we'll see an increase in tropical birds like the great kiskadee anytime soon. They say a bird like this is a fluke, far from its home range. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.